Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. And welcome back to the beginning of a new series. We have concluded our study in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and we're going to begin today a series that will run for a number of episodes in the book of James. The whole series is entitled Keeping It Real, but that's also the title for this particular episode. And in just a moment, I will be reading from James chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. We're at the beginning of a journey through this powerful and practical book, and so let's ask our God for travelling mercies as we begin this pilgrimage through the book of James. Lord, thank you for your words. Thank you for the diversity of your words. So many different books dealing with so many different issues, but thank you for the unity of your words as well. Thank you that it all points us to Jesus Christ and his gospel. Thank you that it's all trustworthy and true, your breathed out word to us. Lord, at the commencement of this journey, we bow in your presence, we bow our hearts, our minds, our wills, and we submit to the authority of your word, to your lordship, Lord Jesus. Teach us and train us and inspire us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. So, James chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, they should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to them. But when they ask, they must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not think they will receive anything from the Lord, for they are double-minded, unstable in all they do. The brother or sister in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. But the one who is rich should take pride in their low position, because they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich person will fade away, even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because when they have stood the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love them. So many things that we could comment on in that very pungent reading from God's word. But in particular, I want to focus on the phrase in verse 2, trials of many kinds. We recognize in this continuing time of COVID-19, we are facing many trials, and there are all sorts of challenges for us in the world today. I'm not on this occasion going to list some of them out, but if you think about your own circumstances, then you are likely to be facing some trials at this time. Trials are not good in and of themselves. Thinking about COVID-19 as an example, there is nothing good about coronavirus. And yet we read these words in verse 2, "Consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." If we're going through a real trial, how can we consider it pure joy? James tells us in the follow-up verse, verse 3, "Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." As we do face trials, as we face perhaps persecution as Christians, then our faith is strengthened and we are able to persevere in the Christian life. We grow up into maturity. And this is so important for us as Christian believers. We might imagine a person who has just come to faith in Jesus Christ and everything is just wonderful. When they pray, they could open their eyes at the end and almost believe that Jesus is going to be there physically with them because he seems so close when they pray. Their hearts are warm. Everything is wonderful. They witness to their newfound faith and people want to listen. They sense God is changing them from the inside out. Everything is great. Everything is glorious. Everything in the garden is sunny and light and growing well. And then that person hits difficulties. It may be that there is a problem in the workplace. It may be that there is persecution. It may just be that God seems further away. Bible study and prayer is suddenly more difficult. Prayer can be like shouting at the ceiling. Where is God? Where are those feelings that now seem to have gone absent without leave? Those times can be difficult and disorientating. And if you are going through such a time yourself, we'll be praying for you at the close of this episode. But what can happen is that trials of these kinds can develop maturity. They hone our faith. And the way that this works is that we learn to trust not in our experiences, but in the sure foundations of our faith, in the objective reality of Christ who lived and died and who rose again for us, who is living and reigning in heaven and who is coming again one day. The objective promises of God's word that say if we do trust in Jesus, if we do turn our lives over to him, then we are saved eternally. These things are true whatever our feelings, whether we are warm or cold, whether we are feeling the presence of God in our lives or whether he seems to us to be a million miles away, whether we are struggling or whether we are going on strongly. This is a mature faith that can persevere through the difficult times, through the trials, and come out on the other side, still walking strongly with God. So, we may be facing trials. We may be facing trials of many kinds. I want to encourage you, not, I hope, in a harsh way, but in a pastoral way, speaking out of a pastor's heart, to see those trials as something that develops perseverance and that hones and refines your faith so that it's stronger, so that it's more mature, so that out of the buffetings of daily life, you are able to grow a faith that is really robust and that is able to be a shining example to others. Hold on in the difficult times. A person who does this has a strong faith, a faith that is real, a faith that leads to blessing, not only for ourselves, but also for others. we pause and we pray together. And indeed, I do want to lead in prayer, first of all, for those who are experiencing particular trials today. Lord, for those who feel that life is closing in, where there is persecution, where there are many other trials, perhaps not just one trial, but two, but three, we are concerned about our loved ones. Lord, it could be a million and one things, and sometimes it seems like there are a million and one things pressing in. And Lord, when people pray, the answers don't seem to come, at least the answers that we crave. Lord, for all such, we pray for your help and your strength today. We pray that you would lessen the trials. But Lord, if your will for the moment is grace to endure through the trials, we pray for your help in every way, every step of the way, O Lord. And Lord, we do ask that as we experience the buffeting of life, as we go through the storms, Lord, you would be honing, you would be refining our faith and helping us to persevere, to put one foot in front of the other in the walk of discipleship, whether we feel like it or not, whether we can see the way forward or not, whether we sense your presence or not. Lord, keep us walking with you. Help us to be people who persevere, who endure to the end in the strength that you give. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.